Chapter 7. The Punishment. Miles and Edward suffered through noisy, sleepless nights in prison. They were there for a week before Blake Andrews came to visit. Andrews was a good man who had worked for Miles' father many years before.
"I am so glad you are alive," said Andrews.
"I don't care if I am hanged for it. I will tell everyone the truth."
"No," said Miles. "Hugh will ruin you, and it is no use. You will not be able to help me."
But Andrews did help. He visited every day with food and news. He told of how Hugh had tricked everyone into thinking Miles had died so that he could marry Edith. One day, Andrews also mentioned that the new king was mad and that his coronation would be on the 20th. Edward mumbled angrily at this news. Miles asked if Hugh would be attending the coronation.
"Yes," Andrews said. "He hopes to become a lord himself. Lord Hertford, the Lord Protector, is a friend of Hugh's."
"Lord Hertford is the Lord Protector?" thought Edward. "When did that happen?"
He wondered if the beggar he had switched clothes with was now pretending to be the king. The day of their trial finally arrived, and Miles Hendon was sentenced to 2 hours of sitting in the stocks. Because Edward was too young for such punishment, he was just lectured. However, when Edward saw Miles in the stocks, he was very angry and upset. The crowd was mocking and laughing at Miles. Edward shouted at an officer standing nearby,
"Let him go right now. He is my servant and I am the..."
"He is mad, officer," Miles interrupted. "Don't listen to him."
"I think he needs a lesson," said the officer. "I will whip him to teach him some manners."
"He is too young," Miles said. "I will take the whipping."
"Good idea," said Hugh,
who had come to see his brother suffer.
"Whip him 5 or 6 times, officer."
Edward turned away in shame as Miles was taken out of the stocks and whipped 6 times. When the punishment was over, Miles and Edward were forced to leave town. Miles didn't know where to go, so he asked Edward where he thought they should go.
"To London,"
was the king's reply. They arrived on the night of February 19th. The streets were decorated for the coronation, and crowds of people sang and danced and shouted. Unfortunately, Hendon and Edward soon became separated.